We needed more rain in the area. At least our lawns did and our gardens, but we didn't get it. A lot of rain and thunderstorms rolling through the Detroit and Flint areas, but to bypass Lansing, and we're due to see sunny skies here in a very short period of time. WILS News Director Rich Hurl is live in studio. He attended last night's Lansing City Council meeting, and by listening to your news this morning, sounded like at times it was a little fiery.
It was a little fiery. You know, it was a very short meeting last night. It didn't even last, I don't even think, about 45 minutes, but it doesn't mean that there wasn't anything going on. You know, the story that we've been covering since late last week has been about the seasonal workers who got laid off. There were about 13 of them, and there's been this little controversy over whether or not they were notified in advance of this. That's what some of the council members are upset that this came as a shock to them. Carol Wood last night during the second round of the council member remarks toward the end of the meeting called out the administration on it, said she was dismayed by this, and a lot of the same things that she said on your program last Friday, that the administration, they lied to the council, they lied to the public. Randy Hannon was there representing the administration. And, you know, he claims that back in March, they notified the seasonal workers that their contract would end in June, would end at the end of June. So there was prior notification. A couple of the workers during the second round of public comment came up to speak. There were a group of four there. Two of them came up to speak. One of them was a union representative and said, you know, under the contract, you know, they're required to get a 14-day notice, and according to the representative, they did not get that, and you know, went on to criticize the mayor about how the mayor says he is pro labor, how he is for Main Street instead of Wall Street, and that he's being hypocritical, at least in this case. Another worker who addressed the council and who I spoke with after the meeting, she is a city employee. She does some mowing for the city of Lansing. You know, she said that when some of these workers, when they were notified last Tuesday that they were done, that they were shocked. And in fact, one of them was crying, was pretty much in tears. Because he's the only one in the family that brings in the income, so this impacted him a lot. So there obviously was a disconnect here, and as we've been talking about over the last several weeks, especially here between these workers who were laid off and the administration. They say it was wrongfully done. The administration says that they did give prior notice and that this was all economical. This was in an effort to save money. It was nothing personal. The workers did a great job. So, you know, where we go from here, I'm not sure. But the workers, you know, they got their say last night. And those who came out and spoke, you know, they had some powerful things to say.
Well, there is definite communication disconnect from the city council and the mayor's office. And it doesn't appear either side is willing to try and build a bridge there.
No, it doesn't. And you know, one other issue in this as well that some of the council members have, and this is just by seeing some of the facial expressions, is that the administration, you know, they're saving money by using this outside firm from Detroit to do the work. It'd be one thing if they were staying and they had worked out a deal with some company here in the city of Lansing, mm-hmm. but they're going out to Detroit to find this. And I think that, as much as anything else, has gotten some people steamed.
We're outsourcing here.
We are outsourcing, and that's and some audience members in the past that they've brought up this point that a lot of these deals that the city reaches, they don't involve Lansing people or Lansing companies, and this is another one of those cases in their minds where they're looking at other cities instead of those here in our backyard.
Rich, is the story dead? Is it over?
I don't know. You know, speaking with the city employee last night after the meeting, you know, I even asked her, you know, is there any way that there can be a resolution? And she said, you know what? I don't know. So we'll see if the council has, you know, has something in mind. We'll see if there is any more if there are any meetings, any communication between the unions and the council or the unions and the administration. You know, this is kind of a wait and see right now to see if anything more see if there is anything more to this story.
Okay, anything else of note happened last night?
There was a public hearing set for July 23rd for a Lansing company known as Niowave Incorporated. They are looking to expand. It's actually a $10 million expansion. It's pretty big. So that'll be on July the 23rd. A lot of this will have to do this is a six-year tax abatement that they're requesting. A lot of this has to do with a personal property tax exemption that covers a couple hundred thousand dollars. So that again, will be on July the 23rd.
WILS News Director Rich Hurl live in studio. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tony.
It's 729, 75 degrees. We're expecting temperatures to touch 90 again. We were expecting a lot of rain in the mid-Michigan area, but somehow the storm that went through Michigan split. Detroit's getting pounded by thunderstorms right now. There's thunderstorms in the Flint area, but here in Lansing, we're starting to see some clearing of the cloudy skies. We'll have more details from that from WILS's Mike Ellis coming up in just a few minutes on More Compelling Talk Radio 1320 WILS. Good Tuesday morning to you.